This is Moments with Foo with James Foo Torres, better known as Foo, the show that takes you around the world to share interviews with some of the most successful and relevant people on the planet, hear their stories, and get the most important business lessons they have learned on their road to success, and get exclusive advice on how to implement their success into your life and business. Moments with Foo is brought to you by the Strategic Advisor Board and your host, Foo.
Hello and welcome to Moments with Foo. I'm your host, James Foo Torres, but you can call me Foo. That's the name of the show. Today I have Athena Brownson. She used to be a professional skier. She is in Denver, Colorado, leading a real estate team, but I'm going to let her tell you more about that. But first, Athena, how are you?
Oh, I'm just so happy to be here. Thank you so much for the opportunity to have a little life chat with you. I love your podcast. Like I said, I've been pretty addicted to it over the last several weeks and hope that I can impart some sort of wisdom with woo. Whoa, see what I did there? Foo, excuse me. Wisdom with, it didn't work as well as I thought it would.
It's fine. Like when you say woo, I thought about like the woo when people say the spiritual, metaphysical, right?
And then I realized it didn't work. So we're just going to go with that.
That's fine. Like that made me think about I was talking with somebody, an ex-Navy SEAL commander that came to my show recently, and we were talking about the woo things, right? The unexplained. We're very scientific people and all that, very logical, but how we're being diving into the more spiritual, the woo, right? And then we talk about, oh, if I talk about the woo, I'm like the woo with Foo, right? And that's, you know, that's what you made me think.
Well, that's what I was alluding to, of course. So there we go.
Exactly. That's what you made me think. So it worked for me, and I'll explain it for the audience just in case. I'm excited to get into this conversation, talk a lot of things. I mean, with your background of being a professional skier, that's the being super competitive, typically D1 athletes and things like that, that I've seen, they take that competitive edge. And, you know, I was an athlete all my life too, and taking that to into business, right? That discipline of that, having that obsession of being the best. And that's the only way to succeed in business, because if you don't, then, you know, most people fail. Exactly.
I completely agree. And I think that for you know, athletics, this can apply to anything that you're extremely passionate and dedicated to. But for me, you know, being a professional athlete and having coaching from a very, very young age, although I didn't necessarily appreciate it at the time because, you know, my coaches were very strict. They were very, they were rigid with us. And I didn't understand how much they were setting me up for future success in my life from the time I was a very young child. And I couldn't be more grateful because the tools that they gave me or taught me through repetition over, you know, a 15, 20 year period is the best business school that I ever could have gone to. It is discipline. It is accountability. It is showing up. It is showing up as your best. It is having the ability to reflect on what you just did and then break it down into understanding how you can be better next time. And you had mentioned, you know, your goal is I want to be the best I can be. I always want to be able to push myself further. And I'm the same way. And it is the competitor in us. And in the real world of real estate, it works very well because real estate, I think people have a misconception often that it's not hard to buy or sell a house. Like realtors are kind of like used car salesmen, but really we are helping someone with the largest purchase or sale of their entire life. So the gravity and the importance and the honor that comes with the opportunity to be the person that they trust with that is something that I do not take lightly. And the competitor in me comes out, because Denver, especially, where even with a couple of difficult years, hopefully behind us, just due to higher interest rates, you know, Denver is one of the most competitive markets in the country. We have over 5,000 people a month moving here and very limited inventory. So even in a slower market, there's still competition. And in a fast moving market, you know, we look at 2021, for instance, it was the norm that I'd be going up against 20 other offers. So that's when the real competitor in me comes out and is like, okay, what can we do to really stand out from the rest? But I can't do that if I'm not personally taking care of myself, staying accountable to, you know, really the basics. I think that in business, it's so easy to overcomplicate and then paralyze and do nothing. So if we have, you know, whatever world of business that you're in, I think if you go into each day and into each week, knowing what activities you have to get done, what your top three goals are each day, you're setting yourself up for success and structure so that when things get competitive and chaotic, you're not losing touch with what makes your business grow, which is these daily basics. So it really is a juggling act, and I couldn't be more grateful. I love what I do. And I honestly should give all of my old ski coaches gifts for kicking my butt so hard, because they really did, you know, in many ways, you know, you and I talked briefly, and I'm sure we'll get into it. They taught me how to handle adversity as well. And that is something that is a tool that I think we can always be learning and growing, you know, growing our toolkit. What I always say, I think cheesily, everyone always says, if you tell, you know, God or the universe your plan, they'll laugh. But it's true. Like, you can have an idea of your goals, and that's critical. But I think more than anything, having the ability to pivot when adversity does come your way is a skill that, you know, unfortunately you learn through adversity. And I learned that through getting hurt over and over and over and over again in skiing. But I don't believe that I would be where I am today having not had those experiences. And I'm so grateful.
Yeah, I completely agree with all those points, because in being an athlete myself and just working to get better all the time and the best competition, you know, yes, we have competition and want to win, but the real fight is with ourselves to be disciplined, to not be too hard on ourselves, right? And to take the things as opportunity for growth and not go into shame spirals of like, oh, I fail at this and because I'm not good enough and blah, 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 like imposter syndrome, all that stuff, right? So,
and that's difficult, you know? I think anytime that you encounter adversity, I'm never one to say, like, don't mourn whatever event is happening in your life. Like, everyone has something that to them is, you know, the hardest thing they've ever dealt with. And no, you know, our problems are equally difficult in our own lives. So how are we approaching adversity? And that might be that all, you know, I need to mourn for a little bit. I might need a couple days to just kind of be angry or be sad. But I think the key thing, and I think that this is something that successful people have learned and implemented is not to get stuck there. And that's what is so easy to do is when you're going through hard times, you take a few days to mourn or whatever amount of time. But if you let yourself stay in that place, there it's a downward spiral. Whereas if you understand that that negative situation, that uncomfortable situation, the adversity, that is actually an opportunity for growth. And when we look back at our lives, you never look back at all of the perfect things that happened, all the perfect moments and how they made you, you know, into the person you are. You look at the more difficult, challenging experiences that you had in life. And you see in hindsight what you learned from that, how you grew as an individual. And I think if we can have that in the back of our heads, whether it's, you know, a deal going wrong in any sort of business or relationship issues or health issues in my case, I think that if we approach it in a way that we understand that if we lean into the uncomfortable moments, and that the moment might be years, for me it's been 8, it's been a long moment of leaning, but those are the times where our character is built. And what is the character that you want to build? Who do you want to be in the world? Who do you want to present as? And how can you use these struggles to, you know, first of all, get yourself to the other side, hopefully, and be better for it, but also recognizing that, yeah, this is a really challenging thing I'm going through, but what am I learning from it? Who am I becoming? Do I like who I'm becoming, or do I need to pivot? For me, again, skiing taught me that, and I don't know that I would be where I am today had I not learned these tools at a young age. But I do hope that I'm able to connect for years and years and years to come with people. You know, for myself, I struggle with chronic illness. I was mentioning before we started filming, you know, I got Lyme disease, which is when you get bit by a tick. I got chronic Lyme disease, so I have no idea when I got bit. But after my last skiing injury, it was my second neck surgery, I started getting very strange illnesses. And one of my doctors, I was fortunate enough to be tested really quickly, but my Lyme disease cascaded into a broad spectrum of autoimmune diseases. And basically any autoimmune disease is simply your body attacking itself. So instead of attacking something, you know, external inputs, your body has, your immune system is confused or on crack, as I like to say, like my immune system on crack. Not the good kind. I don't know if there's a good kind. But it really, you know, I went from being a high level athlete. I was the Energizer Bunny. Like I could, you know, get up at 5, go to the gym, ski from 8 to 4 and go to the gym again, probably go out for dinner and do it all over again and still feel amazing. And I mean, I was really at the top of my game, and it changed really quickly. Like my life went from being a top performing athlete to, I was a realtor at the time. So I'm so thankful for that, that I had really found my calling. Because I do believe that that is what has helped me, you know, and continues to help me stay motivated. But just the remembrance that things can change in your life really quickly, and we have to be able to pivot. And I still am learning things about myself every day that I don't know that I would have learned had I not been going through this. And had I, you know, I have not woken up once in 8 years feeling good. I'm in constant pain. I have a nerve disease. And it's really difficult to be excited about anything when you're in pain. Like, think about when you get hurt, you know, like all you can think about is getting hurt. So for me, real estate has been like this godsend of something that not only allows me to still have my competitive nature, which is so critical to me as an individual, but it allows me the flexibility to have plasma transfusions every 3 weeks, build incredible relationships with my clients and my team as a support system. And honestly, it's made me very, it makes me evaluate consistently what my life looks like, who I'm showing up as, who I'm surrounded by. Like, are the people around me iron sharpens iron, or do I need to make adjustments? So unfortunately, I really think that the best things in life come from the hardest times in your life. And that was a long-winded answer, but my hope is to be able to really connect with people, especially in the world of chronic illness, in building their own toolkits for what it is going to be that helps you stay in a positive mindset and helps you get through the difficult days, so that you know that you have a go-to that is going to help you get through whatever appointment you need to do when you're not feeling good. And I've had to build that, and I continually will. But what a journey it has been, and I'm sure there is much more to come.
Yeah, I mean, thanks for explaining the autoimmune, because I get confused about that often.
Everyone so does.
People just be saying that without explaining it, and then expecting for you to know. And I'm like, oh, an autoimmune thing. And it's like, oh, okay, it's something negative, but I don't get it. So it's your body being confused to be attacking itself, thinking it's attacking a virus, but it's really just making, just hurting.
Exactly.
You, right?
So, depending on like the part of the body that it's attacking, that's what the autoimmune disease, the name of it, is generally based off of. So whether it's your thyroid, or for me, my nerves, or your brain, like it goes on forever, and it's becoming a larger issue. But the simplicity, autoimmune. Your immune system's confused, it's attacking you, it's overproducing antibodies, so it's extra attacking you instead of everything else that it should be keeping you safe from. That's the dummy's guide to autoimmunity.
Yeah, thank you. Thank you for explaining that. I'm pretty sure that people will a lot of people, that it's not just me, like we'll finally understand more about autoimmune. So thank you. And another point that I want to make is, heard this from Alex Hormozi, that he said, I think multiple times, where most people, like especially people that aspire to do great things in life, they want all these great character traits of having a good discernment, be patient, be strong in all these great character traits, but they have a price attached to them. So if you want to be patient, then you have to be able to delay that gratification and be willing to do things without that instant feedback, just being able to wait and just stay there, right? Be patient, right? Like, that's how you develop those things. It's just by doing this, by having trying times and trying situations that will help you develop that skill. So when you said all these things, right, that's the price that you've been paying to acquire all these great character traits, to be able to stay motivated while you're still in pain, get out there, you know, have a purpose that will help you drive your body out, because
honestly having purpose and being able to be a part of people's lives in such a significant way is what it's my why, you know, it really, and I think understanding your why, in all sectors of life, because of course, business is not your end all be all. It's one portion of life, but really understanding your why and going back to the patience. I think patience is a word that keeps coming up, especially over the last couple of weeks for me. And I think it's no secret. We live in a society and a culture that instant gratification is almost expected. And for me, not knowing, you know, like I'm a medical experiment, basically. I have some of the most unique set of illnesses all combined in the world. So I get studied by doctors all over the world. And instead of really like there being an end date, like in skiing, I'd blow a knee. I blew 9 ACLs. I'd blow a knee out if I did A, B, C, and D. I knew that I was going to get better. With something like this, with this adversity and these illnesses I'm facing, no one knows when, like I'm stubborn enough to say, this is not how I'm going to live my life forever. I will figure out a way to regain my health no matter what. Like I will go to the ends of the earth to figure it out. But mm-hmm. I am not a patient person by nature. And that is something that this has taught me, patience. It's literally there's no answer to when I'll feel better. There's no, if you do A, B, C, and D, you're going to get your health back. And really understanding that it's one day at a time, and it's the little things that you do every day that accumulate into big things throughout over time. So how am I living each day in a manner where I'm making sure to take care of, you know, to make changes and take care of myself and be 1% better? Like I'm a huge fan of the book Atomic Habits, and it talks about, you know, just how much more growth occurs when instead of focusing on this big giant goal, you know what your goal is, but you're focused on, okay, how can I be 1% better every day? And I think if we all approach, you know, everything in life that way, patience is something that will be learned, but over time you will see the growth that comes from A, putting in the work, and B, having patience and understanding it's going to take repetition.
Atomic Habits is a great book. A lot of people talk about it. So yeah. When you know, it's a great book, right?
It's a little bit popular, I guess.
Yeah, very popular, I'd say. But I mean, with all these challenges that you had, I mean, bigger than the most people, right? That's just that we all have our things, traumas, and all kinds of stuff, right? But you have a very particular situation with your body being a problem, right? Because your body trying to attack yourself, that's a very peculiar thing. And most people have like one thing, right? That's what I've heard before, right? And you have all this like broad spectrum.
I'm not really lucky.
And then start like nobody, like Lyme disease is something that's like rare, and then you get it from a tick, it's like a rare, like where, like it's so many things. But the key takeaway from this conversation, from my point of view, and I'm pretty sure from yours too, that even though all this challenges, you have a very successful career as a realtor, and having to be every 3 weeks for 4 days at the hospital, and not knowing when are you gonna get better, and all those things, right? Like there's so much uncertainty. That the key takeaways for me is like, look, despite all that, I'm still able to make it work. I'm still being competitive. I'm still, you know, living a very high energy life, regardless of like I'm in pain, I'm dealing with these things. And you use now that knowledge based on your experience to help others that are going through the same thing. So that's why you are a big advocate to be like, hey, I've learned to do these things. Here's some tools for your toolkit to use. So I believe that can be used to not only people that are going for chronic illnesses, they just get in more often and worse, but for people just in business, you know, you got a challenge, you need to accomplish something. So can you give us some actionable tips or advice regarding resilience? That seems to be a very big strength for you.
Yeah, I love the word resilience for sure. Resilience and grit are something that I believe that you don't necessarily learn until you have to, unfortunately, when you're put in those situations where the only option is to be resilient. For me, I do feel, I always say, you know, I'm the luckiest sick person because I have a career that I love that allows me to be engaged, keep my mind off of just if I was sitting at home all day thinking about how much pain I would be in, that creates a negative, you know, that's a negative space for me to live in. And I also want to make it very clear that I am so far from having this figured out and far from perfect in this realm, but I'm aware daily of, okay, how is my pain affecting the way that I take on stress? How is, you know, my plasma transfusions, like how do I need to set myself up and communicate clearly with my clients what expectations to set? And I, like you said, this is something that can go to any aspect of your life, any challenge that you're facing. And I would really recommend it's okay to mourn for a moment, like take the time that you need. I personally go to therapy every week. It's my godsend. I love being able to kind of unload everything that gets pent up in the body from the stress of business or health, whatever it may be. But what are the activities that make you, if you think about an activity, does it make you feel heavy or does it make you feel light? And really evaluating your decisions and how you're spending your time on making sure that you are doing things that make you feel light within a negative circumstance. Because if you're focusing on the negative in a negative circumstance, it's just going to keep getting worse. But if you look up and evaluate internally, a lot of reflection for me, that comes in the form of journaling. I listen to a lot of motivational podcasts. I listen to a lot of audiobooks. I spend a lot of time in my car in real estate. But for me, my toolkit is the people that I spend time with, the activities that I'm doing throughout the day that are both for my business and my health, keeping myself accountable to getting those items done. I have what's called a greatness tracker where it, you know, every day says how many calls I should be making, how many notes I should be writing, how many face-to-face interactions. And when you have some sort of structure like that in your life, and this structure can include, you know, going to the gym, making sure that you're cooking your meals, whatever it may be that you're struggling with, you can keep yourself accountable really easily by turning it into your must-dos for the day. And I think when you start leaning into that uncomfortability and leaning in, but creating an action plan for growth through that adversity, then literally you're going to come out the other side with, it'll probably take a while, and I'm sure I'll learn things for years to come about what I'm learning now. But I know that by doing these disciplined actions and keeping myself accountable on so many levels, that I will get through this and I will gain the character traits that continue to allow me to thrive in life. And I don't believe that, you know, things there. I believe there's a purpose for everything. So I have no doubt in my mind that I'm experiencing this right now because I am able to. I've learned resilience through skiing. I am stubborn as all heck. I'm a hard worker, and I will get through this, and I hope to be able to teach people how to do the same. But really, it comes down to doing the work, really showing up for yourself internally, being reflective. You know, if you need therapy, getting therapy, like what are the tools that are going to help you to come out the other side as a better version of yourself? So I hope that answered your question. Obviously, I think there's a lot of ways to gain, you know, resilience and grit, but it really comes down to repetition and patience. You're not going to, if you say you want to lose weight, it's not going to happen if you go to the gym 5 times and don't hold yourself accountable to eating and don't hold yourself accountable to, you know, a plethora of things. Like you really have to understand that, okay, I'm going through it. My goal is to come out the other side as this person. What are the action steps that I need to take on a daily basis to become that person and to grow through this adversity? And that's really hard to do when you feel like crap or when you're going through, you know, a divorce or whatever it may be. Like it is, every single day is a challenge for me to get out of bed. Like I have to basically throw myself out of bed every day because no part of my body wants to do it. But through repetition and knowing what not only my body, but my mind are capable of and are capable of pushing through, I know that no matter how crummy I feel, if I can get rid of that little voice in my head that's saying, stay in bed, or, oh, you can skip that workout, or you can skip that doctor's appointment, whatever it may be. It's mentally, I've really had to fall back on my, you know, what I learned in skiing in terms of discipline and just grit down and push forward. And really, I think the most successful, not to say I'm the most successful, I think I aim to be the best I can be, but I think the people that I admire most in life, at least, are the people that have taken adversity, learned from it, grow from it, come out the other side saying, I wouldn't have learned these traits or these skills had I not really leaned into that really uncomfortable place. And I'm so glad I did, because it gave me the toolkit that I need to get to the next level. So whatever adversity you're facing, it is really, it's hard. It's a matter of being able to reflect upon what's going on in your life. And then instead of getting stuck in that negativity, which is really easy and very human, like we're all humans. But when we realize that growth and good things are coming, success is going to come with that. And I think if you remember that when you're really going through it, it can help you get through anything.
Yeah, I would say to sum up that it's especially that last point, it's all about perspective, you know. Something that I want to add as a tip or advice regarding what you said is that when you focus on perspective, I like focusing on, I like painting this picture of everything that is happening to me is happening for a reason. And there's a higher version of me that, or me, even my soul, even before coming to this 3D realm, right? Because I'm into the woo, remember?
I love the beginning of the episode, right?
I'm a very scientific, logical guy, but I've been learning how to embrace the woo, right? Embrace the unexplained and give it logical meaning. So what I think, because ultimately we don't know, right? Like when we die, I guess we'll know maybe, right? but I like to think that my higher self, my soul chose to be in this body, chose to live this specific life, to learn things from it. And that, like in the Hunger Games, if you've seen that movie, that the council or whatever, the bad guys, evil people, right? Like they're controlling the scenery or the scenario, right? Like where the arena, yeah, where they're like having the games, right? And they're, mm-hmm, oh, like pop up some dogs in here and rain in here and all that stuff. So I like to think that my higher self and or God or the universe, like it's doing those things for me, and these challenges that are happening for a reason, so I learn things. So even every single person that comes into my life is teaching me something. All the adversity, all the things, they are meant for a bigger purpose. And I might be wrong or might be right, like who knows, like, but just having that perspective allows me to just to be more at peace and be like, I am where I'm supposed to be. Let me just have my top three. I really like that in the greatness list or greatness tracker.
Yeah.
Greatness tracker. I like that too. So having your greatness tracker, having your top three to do things in the day that will make you accomplish those things. You win the day, right? Having those things and just have that perspective that you're where you're supposed to be. Things happen for a reason. Learn from this and just adjust to the situations, and which is pivoting, right? I love that word. I mean, I was featured on a magazine called Pivot, and I'm in the cover of it. I have a tattoo on my skin, actually. So I have the word Pivot. I have the word Pivot in my Pivot.
Really?
Yeah.
Oh, the woo was meant to be.
Yeah, you said it so many times, and I actually have a tattoo on my Pivot foot. You know, I play basketball, so on my Pivot foot, I have a Pivot, and it's Mushu reading a Pivot magazine. That's what I love Mushu too. So that's what I wanted to add, to just kind of wrap and add a little bit of my own perspective, you know, the redundant here, but be hella redundant, right?
And I think you know, something my friend says all the time, and I'll be quick, is just does life happen to you or does life happen for you?
For you. I say this to myself all the time. I literally was saying it yesterday. I was doing some, and I was like, hey, life is happening for you, not to you. Like I have a couple things like this one that I've learned that I make them like, I have my mantras that, mm-hmm, is like, life is happening for you, not to you. Shame doesn't serve anybody, right? Don't, so to avoid going on shame spirals. Like you don't get what you want.
How you do everything, I think.
Right, you don't get what you want. You get what you must have. What you believe, right? So I'm very big into believe. So like you gotta believe something, because you can have all the knowledge, but if you don't believe you can accomplish it, then you won't be able to do it, right? So believing in yourself, believing you can accomplish, visualizing, and then if you can create it with your mind, you can create it too, right? So it's just a matter of, like, our minds are very smart. And this is something that I heard the other day from Alex Hormozi. I listen to his podcast a lot and his videos. So he said that our minds are so smart that if you just shout affirmations in the mirror and you don't believe them, nothing's going to happen, right? Mm-hmm. So, but if you give the word because, and then you call out things, I am a good realtor, for example, for you. Like, I am a good realtor because I do this, this, and this. Then you're like, okay, your brain now, it's like, oh, that makes sense. I'm believing that. And now those affirmations, now you can manifest.
I love that. I'm such a big affirmations and gratitudes person. Like, that's a part of my toolkit. But that makes so much sense, because your brain and nervous system know. Like, you can say a million times, I am successful, I am wealthy, I am beautiful. Like, but if you're not saying, because I'm doing A, B, C, and D, and those are the action steps that we discussed having, then there's, you know, just saying an affirmation for affirmation's sake. Thank you. That is something that I am going to implement into my world now.
Good, good. So, okay, so I know there's going to be some people, hopefully someone from Denver area, but even if not, especially the thing that is could be worldwide is just you're an advocate for chronic illness. And if anybody wants to connect with you or you want to share referrals or things like that, how can people find you?
Thank you for asking. Please, I do not bite. Please feel free to reach out to me. I mean that from the bottom of my heart. Whether you want to learn more about real estate, because that's something that we're expected to understand but are never taught. I love being that person that can kind of walk you through a stressful process and make it as fun as possible. So whether you're just interested in learning more about real estate, or you or a loved one are going through chronic health issues or adversity, please feel free to reach out to me. I would just go, I'm going to say my website has my phone number, email, my Instagram, which is the same as my website, but all my contact information is on that. And that is going to be www.AthenaBrownsonRealtor. I'm going to spell that AthenaBrownsonRealtor. Realtor, R-E-A-L-T-O-R.com. My Instagram handle is the same, Athena Brownson Realtor. Please don't hesitate to reach out. I'm far from having this whole thing figured out, but I'm working on it. And I think the more that we can connect and learn from each other, like you just taught me something that I'm going to implement into my daily routine. Thank you. Like iron sharpens iron. I'm here. Reach out anytime. And thank you so much, Foo, for the woo.
You see, now it worked out, right? thank you. Thank you for coming in. I love your energy. I look forward to connecting deeper. I'm going to make sure that, you know, we'll connect on Instagram. We'll do some collaboration posts and things. Besides that, you know, feel free to DM me and everything. I share things like this all the time, and I intend to do more. You know, I just upgraded my tech, and I'm still working on it. So I'm going to be going hard on into the self-development and business development. But, you know, I go self-development a little harder, because business development becomes a lot harder if you don't self-develop first. So
yeah, you don't have anything about self-development. Yeah. Well,
and that's where we talk so much about it, right?
I loved conversing with you. I learned a lot. So anytime you want to chat, but let's stay connected. Thank you for having me. It's truly an honor. And I mean that from the bottom of my heart. I love your podcast and just appreciate the opportunity to, you know, share a little bit of my story. I've got a lot more that I could tell you another day.
Maybe we hop on and we do other things, and maybe it doesn't have to be necessarily the podcast, but we can create content for YouTube. Or, I mean, we can do a lot of things. So I'll definitely reach out. I really love your energy, and I think that we can do some cool stuff together. So thank you. Thank you again for like coming here, give value to my audience. I mean, giving that perspective that you know, going through all these challenges, it's often something that people see and like, damn, like I'm complaining about this little thing, right? Yeah, that's to give the viewer, the people that watch the video, some view. But thank you for getting vulnerable here. I really appreciate that, and I look forward to keep going.
Yeah, my pleasure. Thank you so much for having me, and I will talk to you soon, my friend.
Okay, so this was Athena Brownson and Foo, and this is us signing off.
Thanks for listening to Moments with Foo with your host, Foo. Please leave your feedback and visit strategicadvisorboard.com to get the latest and greatest business advisement on the planet. Follow us on social media for updates, and we will see you on the next episode.